Now, here's the interesting thing. When he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle and applied the clay to his eyes and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. And so he went away and washed and came back seeing. Short and sweet. That's what really happened. Why? You ought to read the commentaries I have on why Jesus healed him like this. Reached down, got some dust, some clay, spat in it, rubbed it on his eyes, and said, now go to the pool of Siloam and wash it off. Didn't say he'd heal him, didn't say anything. That's what I want you to do. Siloam means sent. Found anything particularly significant about that? We must do the work of him who sent me. So it's not surprising that he would send Jesus to the blind man to a pool named Sent. So why'd he do it? Well, anything we can do is guess. He didn't have any one way of healing people. He healed them a variety of ways. He spat on the ground, maybe to remind them of the creation of Adam. This is the Creator you're talking to. But I think there's another reason. He spat in the clay, worked it up in his hands, put it on the man's hands, told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash it off. Here's what I think. He did it on purpose because he knew it was Saturday. He knew it was the Sabbath. He knew it was contrary to rabbinical practices to knead dough on the Sabbath, to make clay on the Sabbath. He knew the rabbinical ethics had specifically forbidden anointing yourself on the Sabbath. And probably it was forbidden to wash your face in the pool of Siloam on the Sabbath. I think he was doing it to provoke the Pharisees. To spread the word, the Lord of the Sabbath is here. The light of the world is here, and he has no use for rabbinical traditions.